It is Kaiba Sadat's very first day as a volunteer at the espresso machine inside the Cafe Retro. Being an asylum seeker, he is waiting to find out whether he will be allowed to stay in Denmark. In the meantime, he can see the sense in giving a hand in the charity cafe in Copenhagen. As soon as Wolf began to feel that he would like a decent meal, he went and knocked on Grandma's door. When Grandma opened it, she saw the sharp white teeth, the horrid grin, and Wolfie said, "May I come in?" He ate her up in one big bite, but Grandma was small and tough, and Wolfie wailed, "That's not enough." He quickly put on Grandma's clothes. Of course he hadn't eaten those. He dressed himself in coat and hat, he put on shoes, and after that, he even brushed and curled his hair, then sat himself in Grandma's chair. In came the little girl in red. She stopped, she stared, and then she said, "What great big ears you have, Grandma!" "All the better to hear you with," the wolf replied. "What great big eyes you have, Grandma!" said Little Red Riding Hood. "All the better to see you with," the wolf replied. He sat there watching her and smiled. He thought, "I'm going to eat this child." Then Little Red Riding Hood said, "But Grandma, what a lovely great big furry coat you have on!" "That's wrong," cried Wolf. "Have you forgot to tell me what big teeth I've got? Oh well, no matter what you say, I'm going to eat you anyway." The small girl smiles, one eyelid flickers. She whips a pistol from her knickers. She aims it at the creature's head and bang, bang, bang. She shoots him dead. Chinese officials have tightened regulations on the internet in recent years, and they launched a crackdown on pornography websites in 2009. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. The five boxing wizards jump quickly. Heavy boxers perform quick waltzes and gigs. Amazingly, few discotheques provide jukeboxes. Whenever the black fox jumped, the squirrel gazed suspiciously. A mad boxer shot a quick gloved jab to the jaw of his dizzy opponent. Six javelins thrown by the quick savages whizzed 40 paces beyond the mark. This year has seen the UK's third warmest February since records began, and the wettest April for 100 years, which was also the coldest for 23 years. When the last days were upon me, I found myself wandering through old gardens, under strange stars, into another world of iridescent arbors and enchanted woods. Why would I return home? Within that golden valley, past shadowy groves, ruins, there it was. What could possibly lie beyond? I must know. I knew then that all sights and glories were at an end, happier than I had ever dared hope to be. Set in 67 acres of beautiful Buckinghamshire woodland, the Packar Scout Camp is home to an exciting and vibrant activity centre. Spread out across two main camping fields and 44 acres of mature woodland. In Denmark, asylum seekers have limited opportunities to take part in the surrounding community. Volunteering, however, is one of those few possibilities. Therefore, the Red Cross Project, Volunteering for Social Inclusion, is attempting to explore volunteering as a means to greater social inclusion for the refugees in Denmark.